This recording, Michigan 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was so very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. Her kit, sorry. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama, Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm from a small town called Ishpeming. They call it Ishpeming, even though there's no R in Ishpeming. But it's a fun little town. It's a bedroom community of Marquette, and Ishpeming is relatively tiny. There's not a whole lot of people there, and we all know each other, and everybody else knows your business and what you do, and you're pretty much related to everybody in the town. And it's a nice place to grow up. A lot of people bring their families there because it's a safe place and they have some good schools. And since people know each other there, it's a safe place to rear children and to spend your time with your kids. While I was growing up, I wanted to leave Upper Michigan because it's very isolated. It's a very friendly and nice place, but it's very isolated. And it's difficult to just be yourself, because if you don't think with inside the box, the people kind of think that you're strange and odd. And they thought I was strange and odd most of the time. That's why I went to the theater, because it gives you an excuse to be strange and odd. So that's why I went into theater. And so my parents wanted me to go to Northern Michigan University, which is right in Marquette, and it's about 15-20 minutes away from my house. But I wanted to go to Western because it was basically the furthest you could get away from Upper Michigan and still be in the same state without having to pay out-of-state tuition. But they had a great theater program here too, so that's the reason I came down here. And there's a lot. One of the greatest things I like going back up there to do is it's called Art on the Rocks, and it's up in Marquette, and it's where all the artists from Upper Michigan, a couple of places in Wisconsin, and in northern lower Michigan go, and they all bring their art, and it's a culmination of like a festival, an art show, and they have all this art on the rocks, and they have these little huts kind of set up on the rocks out there, and you can go and see different people's art, and they're really unique. It's similar to different art festivals and kind of fairs, but it's really culminating like this whole week of different things that are going on. People go to sing, and like I said, musicians are there playing their instruments as well. And there's, you know, you get the occasional fire eater and kind of Renaissance festival kind of show, as well as there's a lot of food there too. People in Upper Michigan are quite huge because they like fatty foods, and everything was made with lard, like pasties. Pasties are a delicacy. A lot of the Finnish people started pasties there. That's where kind of the accent comes from, is the Finnish folks and the other folks from Scandinavia also brought a different, unique accent up there. But pasties are a meat-filled pie, like a pasty pie, like a pot pie, but it has rutabaga. Usually has venison, like deer meat, and potatoes, and onions, and sometimes celery. And you can also get the vegetarian kind, but they don't call it vegetarian because most of the people are kind of scared of the word vegetarian up there, so they call it garden medley. So if you ask for a garden medley, you'll get one that's made with vegetable shortening, which is just about as good for you as lard. And it's a very heavy food that the miners used to use. You could eat it within this little kind of little package, and then you could kind of push it up and eat it. It's kind of like self-contained meat pie, and it's really good. They also have gophers, which are like heavy-duty waffles, and they have different kind of styles. You can get ones with fruit inside of them, or chocolate chips, or something like that. And they're good, but usually you smother them in something that's not good, like syrups or sugars or things like that. So they're made unhealthy. And what else? Kudigis. The Italians up there, they like to have kudigis. And kudigis is basically like an inverted pizza. It's where the sausages inside. It's a really spicy meat, and it's encased in bread, cheese. You can get chopped up mushrooms on that too, green pepper. It's really good. It's good. It's really good, some good stuff. And that's the UP. We're also known as Upers up there, but that's UP.